going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
It's time for overrated, underrated, or probably
come on, America, let's go.
With the Chad Hoppin Show,
live here on CCO. Call or text 651-461-9226. Come on, join the fun.
First of all, afternoon, everybody. When the weather gets nasty, we'll keep you up to date.
100%.
We will keep you up to date. Schaefer's going to join us at 1:35 because right now it's fine. It's fine. You know, it was raining plenty, but the concern is later in the day, so we will legitimately cover this. At times, we'll joke because, you know, your rain totals. But today, we might include you in the mix if things get ugly with us, more likely later in the day with Jason. But look who's back, Dave.
Susan K.
It's the show is just better when you're here.
Thank you.
Yes.
I love it.
I mean that 100%.
I love you.
Yeah.
There we go.
Belize.
Belize. San Pedro Island.
Oh.
So here's what we did. We took this little tiny plane from Belize City to San Pedro Island.
Nice.
Tropic Air.
Tropic Air.
About 8 of us.
Love it. Big fan of Tropic
Air. 8 of us. Well, 2 days prior to us going, someone hijacked a Tropic Air.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
Swear to God.
Not good. So, don't love Tropic Air as much as I thought I did.
But Josie and I were like, you know, it's even better now because they're going to have all these guys making sure.
Okay, let's stop. 651-461-9226. If a few days before the airlines you're taking had a hijacking, would you feel better where Susie's feeling better, Dave? Feeling more confident.
So much extra.
There's more security. I'm feeling worse.
Are you?
Dave?
Okay.
How are you feeling?
I'm feeling a little worse, but I do hear.
You're not fazed by hijacking.
I do hear her point that if there is a huge problem like a hijacking a couple days in advance, everyone will be on high alert.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's good.
Very, careful.
Yeah,
I was more afraid I was going to crash in that plane because it's an old hunk of dunker and it's windy. And I'm like, oh god.
See,
I'll show you pictures.
What was that noise again? Has not turned out to be a good advertisement here for Tropic Air. Hijacking
Susie Jones here for
it was very loud. But it was a great trip, and I have properly rated, had a really good time. It was windy. That was interesting. And I have another thing to tell you about travel, because only you will get a kick out of it.
All right, I'm ready.
Maybe Dave. Dave, you might get a kick. So you know you make...
Seems like Dave needs to go in the corner.
Okay,
I guess
so
I don't get kicks.
You get to chat. Listen. So I'm on vacation.
Really?
Right? Oh, interesting. That never happens.
And my good friend from Duluth texts me.
Who's that?
Nancy Cashman.
Nancy Cashman, sure.
She says...
We love Nancy.
Big news, she says. I got to tell you something.
She's pregnant.
No. God, she's 60, like my age. Point is, I'm like, what's up? I call her, right?
Yeah, right
she
away.
Said, guess what? I said, what? She said, 5 years ago, her daughters bought her a trip to Ireland but then it got canceled for COVID, and now her kids have kids, and she can't do it. And I think she said she lost the voucher, so she calls the voucher place.
Wait, she can't go because she has to help take care of the kids?
Her own daughters, who she's going to go with, now have children, so it's not the same as it was 5 years ago.
Got it.
So she says, I have a voucher to go to Dublin, Ireland.
Are you? Is this leading to another vacation you're taking? Honestly, is that next week?
I couldn't wait to tell you that.
Oh, my God.
Not only that, it's free. It's a free airline
ticket.
What's
all your trips are?
You leave Wednesday? Thursday?
How soon are you leaving?
No, I said I would maybe September, at the end of summer. Because I have Park Rapids in July. That's my...
Oh, that's a big one.
Woo, woo.
I'm a big Park Rapids person.
I love Park Rapids. And then after...
Nevis, right there.
Nevis. Yeah. I think that's where our new resort is. But anyway, the point is, I couldn't wait to tell you that I had another...
Of course.
That I planned another vacation.
Is Lindsay Peterson hearing this right now?
No, he's out of town. He's in Florida.
Yeah. Lindsay Peterson, by the way, underrated vacation taker here at WCC Radio.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, when you're the vacationologist... then you don't have to worry about as much yourself.
Right?
Yeah.
Mm. I want to add one thing about the storms, and then you guys can take over. We have
tip
got
over
tip over.
We tip over, yeah.
We have gotten a number of warnings, like Minneapolis is out. St. Louis Park pushed out a text. Edina pushed out a text. Like, everyone is like, this is serious.
It's really weird. Important.
It's weird to me.
It seemed that... this even started Saturday.
Yes.
Saturday. More than almost any storm I can remember.
Right.
Warning. That's going to be my first question to Schaefer. At 1:35.
Is this peculiar?
Is this just this concerning about this storm, or is there coordination of more communication this year?
That's a great question, because to me, it feels like they know something we don't, and maybe we should all just
They're stealing our bit. We're kind of the weather station here, so they're seeing our popularity with the weather bit, and they're going after our vibe.
I don't know, man, but, you know, we got to take it seriously, because tornadoes are real and
absolutely
deadly. You know, I think about the one in North Minneapolis how many years ago. And,
oh, my gosh.
You know, trees fallen, people died that storm. So
how about the St. Peter one?
Oh, my gosh.
Right, we can think of a bunch.
March, spring storms.
Yep.
Yeah. So just to reiterate, as you said, we will be on it if anything 100%. Happens. So, but I had a great trip. Happy
Fabulous.
To be back and planning the next one.
Of course you are. 651 461-9226. What would you like to add to overrated, underrated, properly rated? This is your time to chime in right now.
Fun.
Normally it's later. We mixed it up.
Creative development.
That's what we did. I want to tell about a little bit of my creative development when I head to Stretch Lab. I go to Stretch Lab multiple times a month, sometimes solo. More often than not, I bring Quentin. What is Stretch Lab? It's a place where you're going to get mobility, you're going to get range, you're going to get flexibility, and you are going to feel better after you work with the trained specialist. It might be a 25-minute session. It might be a 50-minute session. They don't just walk in and see, like, my guy Zach, who runs the Plymouth store, and say, hey, I'm going to start, and then he goes, just go ahead. No. Weeks and weeks of training, and I've never had a single person where I thought, wow, what's going on? Do I have favorites? Of course I do. But they're all skilled. Susie, 11 locations.
11 locations. And remember, when you go there, they work with you. You're not just laying on a table. They take a deep breath.
Yeah.
And they'll lean into a stretch. You're not just sitting there.
Absolutely. A lot of times, let's say you're in your hamstrings, and they'll have you push down a little bit. They'll move you in different positions. They might have four or five different stretches if you have a tight hamstring, because my hamstrings are garbage. Really, really tight.
And it feels so good when you're done.
Half off your first visit. 11 locations. I've been going for 6 years. Trust me on this one. StretchLab.com.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
About bleeping time.
No kidding.
How is it possible that Joe Cocker is just getting into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? Seems like this should have happened like 30 years ago.
Minimum.
I'm not exaggerating, but bravo, Joe Cocker.
Nice.
We're going to talk homeschooling, the rise in homeschooling, bottom of the hour. Susie's back with us. We're mixing it up, overrated, right at the start among the texts. Overrated, umbrellas in the rain. Get out of here. Properly rated. Los Angeles Lakers, overrated.
Well, right on.
To the
LeBron
masses,
James.
Yes. Yeah. Actually, he's been brilliant.
He's a jerk.
He's been brilliant.
He knocked Rudy Gobert over at the free throw line.
No, that was a complete cheap shot by Rudy on that one.
I disagree. Flagrant,
we didn't see it that way.
Flagrant foul.
Agree to disagree.
Yeah. San Pedro, Belize, underrated. May have been the best vacation ever. Tropic Air, sketchy. My daughter was in a co-pilot seat in the Paul Jumper flight from Belize to San Pedro. I don't think Tropic Air is getting ready to advertise on this particular show. I say, get the hijack out of the way and up we go. No. Like, I'm not thinking the next flight I have. Hey, I'm really hoping they get that hijacking going.
How about a special 50% off?
Yeah. Texter, Prince, overrated. Get out of here. Get out of here. Send more text, 651-461-9226. Dave Harrigan, what do you have?
Well, I saw a clip of Mel Kiper over the weekend complaining about Shedeur Sanders still falling in the draft, still falling. It was like round four at the time.
I didn't watch a lot. I stumbled into that. It was also awkward.
Him using a word, I can't remember the exact word, but something like, it's disgusting to see this happening. He's the fifth best player on my big board. The hubris of, as Matthew Collar calls it, the mock draft community.
Yes.
Like, you know better, Mel, than the entire NFL. Calm down. You're not that important. Overrated.
Yeah. Oh, he was condescending as you know what.
Oh, my goodness.
Like, NFL doesn't get it. I get it. And they were just trying to calm him down.
Yeah.
Reese Davis was excellent in that exchange.
Last week, as Mark Fry was here, when Susie was on vacation, Susie takes vacations, he complained about seeing a lot of paper towels that men in the restroom will throw into the urinal.
Yeah.
Gross. Oh!
Disgusting.
Just absolutely gross.
On that same note, I saw it over the weekend as I used a public restroom.
Yeah.
Spitting gum in the urinal.
Yeah, no.
I mean, for goodness sake. Men are horrible. Men are disgusting.
Yeah. You don't have to tell me that twice.
I can't top what Susie said there, so yeah. I'm just going to leave it.
There is no excuse. I'm just sitting here, taking care of business.
Yeah. Men's behavior in public bathrooms, they think any sort of decency or protocol or customs or normalcy. Out the door. It's freedom here. Yeah,
we can just pigs. Last, I'll get out of your way quickly. My oldest had her first communion yesterday at the old church.
Here we go.
Dressed as a princess, all in white, got the veil, got the gloves, got her necklace,
Marrying God.
Oh, my goodness. It was.
It's a big moment.
It was a big moment. It was a lot of fun. You could just see her feeling, wearing all this cool stuff, and the day's all about her. Her just feeling incredibly special. It was a fun, fun time.
Aww,
that's awesome.
Nice. Thank you. Good one.
All right, let's start with, if you want awkward, this is as properly rated as it gets. Here's Belichick, who stunned us when he entered NFL media for a year and was great. Was funny, was relatable, was critical, wasn't timid. But he's back to being weird, short answers, awkward Bill Belichick. This is Tony DeCoppel, primarily CBS This Morning, but now he's double dipping here with, what is it?
60 Minutes?
No, Sunday Morning.
Sunday Morning,
yeah.
Oh,
that's
Sunday Morning.
What it was, right.
Great show.
Yep.
And he's doing an 8-minute interview with Belichick. So it's professional, and it also talks about the 24-year-old girlfriend, Jordan. Here's a bit of a sample where it starts with Robert Kraft, the owner of the Patriots, and how Bill and Robert Kraft left each other's company.
And Robert's not mentioned at all in Bill's new book.
Yes.
Well, again, it's about my life lessons in football, and it's really more about the ones that I experienced directly.
He's not even in the acknowledgement section.
Correct.
Do you feel like you were treated with dignity and respect when you were let go by Robert Kraft?
Yeah, well, it was a mutual decision for us to part ways.
He said fired.
It was a mutual decision.
The other change for Belichick is 24-year-old Jordan Hudson, his creative muse, as he writes in his book.
Make sure that that's the philosophy.
Jordan was a constant presence during our interview.
You have
Think
Jordan
about that.
Right over there. Everybody in the world seems to be following this relationship. They've got an opinion
Not
about
sure
your private life. It's got
world.
Nothing to do with them, but they're invested in it. How do you deal with that?
Never been too worried about what everybody else thinks. Just try to do what I feel like is best for me and what's right.
How did you guys meet?
Not talking about this.
No?
No.
It's a topic neither one of them.
Bumble.
Okay. Belichick is incredibly difficult to interview when he's in this mode. Mm-hmm. Okay. DeCopel's asking weak questions. So I'm just going to say you have to be really particular in your phrasing with certain individuals. Mm-hmm. And you know that with Belichick. And DeCopel did not rise to the level. But having your 24-year-old girlfriend off to the side coaching up Bill bleeping Belichick, that's weird.
Well,
I don't, you know, the relationship stuff, I haven't spent that much time on it. Yeah, it's different. 73 and 24, that's really different.
It's gross is what it is.
Yeah, I think that's probably the way to go. But then it's bizarre, Dave.
Right.
When she's a highly intelligent guy away from football. He's a very smart guy. When he's getting told what to say and what not to say, blink twice, Bill, if you're okay.
Yes.
Speaking of hijacking, do we need to get Bill out of this dynamic?
Well, and the part we didn't hear, he's talking about Instagram, Bill on social media, and photos that have been posted of
those
you
are
know,
terrible. Questions.
Yes, him as a fisherman and she's a mermaid, or holding her up like a yoga pose, and he's like, I guess I'm on those things. Yeah. I don't really pay attention.
Goodness.
He's gonna say that though. I mean, DeCopel has to know that. So if you thrive on awkward, and I normally can just take awkward about 2-3 minutes, and I'm like, I gotta stop watching.
It's killing me.
This is it. A few more things. Saquon Barkley just finished this phenomenal year with the Philadelphia Eagles. Was one of the key parts to winning the Super Bowl. And so over the weekend, Dave, did you see where he was?
With the president, right?
Play golf with Donald Trump.
Oh.
Play golf with Donald Trump. In fact, there's a photo of him after the round at Bedminster getting ready to have some food or something. And he's getting crushed. He points out, by the way, that I've played golf with Barack Obama before. You know, I'm about to comment on Donald Trump. 105 for a couple of segments on his disastrous polling. I've never been shy about my opinion of the president and his ability to be the president. If you decide you want to respect the office and you're not much of a political person, as Saquon is not saying this is his endorsement. By the way, if you want to play with him because you're a big fan, do that too. But if you just want to support and respect the presidency of the United States and play golf with him, I don't think you have to be crucified and crushed. This is from a guy who's not a Trump supporter at all. But if you just want to play golf with the individual as president, I don't think this becomes a referendum on you as a human being. I just don't.
Unfortunately, these days, emotions are so raw and so harsh.
That's it.
That it doesn't matter. That a lot of stuff's off the table now because there's so much hate and vitriol and nobody moves.
Yep, exactly. Three last things. For healthy food options and smoothies and great food, there's this new place called Tostique in Wayzata, la-di-da. It's a chain, but Q and I went Saturday. You'll pay a little more, but if you want a healthy, good smoothie and bowls and sandwich options, fabulous. Went back to Ola Rape over the weekend. It's one of my five or six favorite restaurants in town. And then where do we stand on the prank call? The prank call, this is Shadur Sanders, who must have had the worst interview in the history of the planet. We're going to get to a worst interview topic later. But he just kept falling. This is tied to the Mel Kiper situation. Kept falling. At one point, turns out the son of the Falcons defense coordinator was able to track down the phone the NFL gave to top draft choices, top potential draft choices. And he and his buddy call Shadur, say they're Mickey Loomis, the Saints general manager. So I'm like, are you prepared to be drafted? And Shadur's like, yes, sir, yes, sir. And then the guy goes, it's going to be a lot longer, and hangs up. Now, it came out that it was the kid, the son of the Falcons defense coordinator, as mentioned before. He's put out a significant apology. I love practical jokes. I do. I play them here. You played one of me recently. I think they're fun. Does this one cross the line?
Yes.
Okay. Why?
It's a very serious issue. I think you should not do shenanigans on health things. You know, don't claim you have, you know, leukemia and you don't, what yeah. have you.
Be a tough one if the doctor said, hey, I was just kidding.
Yeah, just kidding.
Yeah.
I think this is not the place. I mean, me hiding your phone, that's cute.
Yeah.
No, I don't know. It's a big deal.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of emotion in it. You could really, you know, you're really messing with somebody's head.
Yes.
And
yes, you are.
And that's not too funny.
Dave?
Stealing your phone is funny.
Yep.
I think what makes it go over the line is, I think for a good practical joke, you have to know the person. It's got to be a friend. It's got to be a family member. It's got to be a coworker. I think just to do it to somebody who is a complete stranger to you,
then
maybe that pushes
mean.
It over the line, but it is still kind of funny.
There's a part of it that is funny, but there's a part of it that you see, I mean, here is his livelihood on the line, and he's plummeting. It'd be one thing if it turned out he went third and they said he was going second. But this is when he had a drop like nobody can ever remember.
Mm.
And then they're such dopes, they put the video out there on social media.
Oh, right.
Do they think that wasn't going to lead to trouble? So, yeah, the idea conceptually is funny, but everything associated with it, it went too far.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
Oh.
Susie, thank you.
Yeah, we'll talk to you later. I'll be back in about a half an hour with some news.
Beautiful. Homeschooling on the rise. Are you a believer? Are you a skeptic? We're going to have a guest on fairly quickly, okay? It's not going to be as long as some of our interviews, but then I want to hear from you. Where do you stand on homeschooling? You think it's a phenomenal option? It's up to people to do it. You think you're going to miss out on so many things. It's the wrong way to go. You can chime in right now and offer up a comment if you'd like. 651-461-9226.